This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
If you're unfamiliar with the concept, this is Good Days American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to introduce you to yet another person who's making it in America as a farmer, the issues that farmers have, the problems that farmers have, how especially American family farmers are dealing with some of these problems. Every week on this program, I reach out to somebody who has done it right, having a good experience. There are people who are family farmers or who are running farm businesses. There are people who are in the locavore movement who are very interested in our conversations here on this program. You can always send me an email, doug@dougsteffen.com, with ideas on what it is that you would like me to discuss, people that you want me to meet or have the audience meet. This program has become very successful because there is a very strong and loyal audience to this issue. Even though we don't have less than 2% of the people in this country are now producing the food for all of us and for many people around the world because of a lot of advances, things have gone too far for many of the American family farmers. And so I'm trying to put a halt to that my own way using my experience as a broadcaster and as a dairy farmer. I've been around cows all my life. I think that helps me to understand better what's going on. Because I have some resources here, it gives me the opportunity to get people on to discuss how I advocate and how they advocate for the family farm. So every week, hopefully, you'll make this a priority. You can find the podcasts in any number of places, including DougSteffen.com, TuneIn Radio. It's on Stitcher. It's on GCN Live. It's on CRN Radio America. I mean, I can just go through a litany of them. If you go to DougSteffen.com or DJVshow.com, you can find access to this. If you don't happen to hear it one week, you can go back. It's kind of like now you can watch all the television shows by going to Netflix or to the website of the networks. The question comes on who's doing what on farms. More and more women are actively running, owning, operating farms. This is a good sign as far as I'm concerned. I think the more people that we have who have sensitivity to the animals, you know, it doesn't mean that you're always going to run everything. Everybody doesn't do everything the way that everybody else, you know, it's not going to be mass approval of certain things. But, you know, in my life, I have found that if I say and then act as I say, what I believe becomes what I demonstrate. And so in this circumstance, I'm not somebody who eats meat. I'm not a vegetarian. I do eat some fish, but not much. I don't like to eat flesh. That's just me. I don't criticize people for doing it. It's something that actually is good for you because we all need protein. I just have to find my protein elsewhere. And so I stay away from the discussion of animals and what happens to them as they go through the process to be prepared. What I thought you'd find interesting is meeting America's pig farmer. There's a website, americaspigfarmer.com, americaspigfarmer.com. And there you can learn about Carrie Underley. She happens to be the author of the James Beard-nominated book, The Art of Beef Cutting. She's a principal of Range Inc., which is a meat academy. She's third-generation butcher, travels the country conducting meat training seminars and demonstration. So this is a fascinating world. Carrie, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
So there are a lot of people who are, the locals are into farm-to-table. It's become kind of a foodie buzzword, but When it comes to raising animals or raising produce, as far as that's concerned, there are people who are trying to make it easier to bring the farm and the products from the farm to restaurants and to your table. So as a female butcher, you're working through, is it the same sort of thing that women find in other industries? Is there a glass ceiling here?
Well, yes, there is. One of the things that I've been fortunate enough to do is, you know, being a butcher sounds kind of a little unusual, but I'm a third-generation butcher, and not realizing that I would stay in the business my whole life, I started apprenticing to make more money so I could put my way through college. And my experience of writing the book, The Art of Beef Cutting, everybody realized that I was a woman. And, you know, I never focused on that. I was just trying to you know, earn an honest living and put my way through college. And then the woman thing came up. And it was just, you know, I think a lot of women don't focus on being women, but there are hurdles and challenges for women, obviously, in certain male-dominated industries, and farming and meat production is definitely, obviously, a male-centric business.
Yeah, let's talk about specific things, though, that you've gone through. You're at the forefront of this growing movement. There are a lot of female butchers around now.
Sure.
And I wonder how you feel you're changing the meat industry, because that's some of the challenges. The way the good old boys have done it, they don't like to have new ideas. They want to do it the old way, right? Isn't that what you face pretty much every day?
I do. So one of the projects that I've worked on that I think has kind of helped break a little bit of that glass ceiling, I haven't completely cracked through it yet, but I've done a lot of work helping develop new cuts, working on the Flatiron and the Denver cut, and trying to help farmers add value to their meat animals. And by doing that, that kind of brought people's attention to this, you know, this different work that women can do. This week, actually, I was out in outside of Boston, and we conducted a Women in Meat Northeast conference.
Really? Where in Boston? I'm in suburban Boston. Where was this held?
We were out in Petersham, out at Harvard Forest.
So
we went out, and this was our first one for the Northeast, and we put it together in 3 months, and we had farmers, chefs, educators, myself, other women butchers. And we got together, and it was just so powerful because, you know, they all talked about being in this male-dominated industry. So we had a sheep farmer from Maine. We had a chef from Finger Lakes, New York. We've had folks from the Boston area, and we all just talked about challenges. We cut up meat. We talked about how to merchandise it and sell it at farmers markets. You know, women... it was just so powerful, and I'm always amazed at how that works. You know, sometimes the guys get upset because they want to go, but there's plenty of conferences.
Yeah, well, that's part of the glass ceiling stuff. We'll continue in a moment. Carrie Underley, who has written the book The Art of Beef Cutting, is someone who has taught around the country, continues to run these seminars, as she's demonstrating here with a conversation about what happened here in New England this past week. But ways that you can learn how to, in your circumstance, perhaps if you're selling your own beef and meat, lamb, pork, whatever, at your farm, there will be some help here, helpful hints and directions on where you can go to get more specific information. Speaking of more specific information, every day I am asked about Super Beets and whether or not Super Beets are, is it the real deal? Is this, come on, Doug, you're just getting paid to be a spokesperson, so you tell stories. No, I tell the truth. And the secret here is in the dietary nitrates in the beets. Your body will convert them into nitric oxide as soon as they get into your body, which is a miracle molecule for arteries. Open them up, get more circulation to your muscles, to your brain, to your body's organs, everywhere. This is something that the food comes, these non-GMO beets come from the dirt. And what's in the dirt is important for the people who are developing these beets, and they cook them, they dry them, they powder them, and you get them in a canister, and you put a teaspoon into a glass of water or a smoothie. With each teaspoon, you get three beets. And these beets, with their nitric oxide in them, open up the arteries so that you have more blood getting everywhere. That improves your heart health, keeps your the thing that is the indicator of your body falling apart is blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, it's death. So you want to keep it where it is. As long as, I mean, a lot of people are starting this in their 20s and 30s. It's basically, if you're in your 40s and you're concerned about your blood pressure, you ought to be on this. Super Beets work brilliantly for tens of thousands of men and women who are worried about their blood pressure. You're looking for a boost in performance. This is the way to get it. Dial 800-655-4183. Very convincing information you get in the book Beat the Odds, which comes with your first order. Call, order for the first time from Super Beets. You get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free with that order. 800-655-4183. Call now while you're thinking about it. Get more energy. Get yourself into that right zone physically. 800-655-4183. This is for everybody. You can order them online as well at DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
However you dream of saying I do, David's Bridal has a dress to match your style, your wedding, and your budget. Starting October 21st, every wedding dress is on sale. Yes, every wedding dress, even our newest arrivals, and even our exclusive designer collections, including Olay Cassini, Truly Zach Posen, Melissa Sweet, and more. Save $50 to $150 on all regular price wedding dresses, and up to $500 on select styles. The sale starts October 21st. Make your appointment now to find your perfect dress for way less at David's Bridal. Excludes DB Studio.
Okay, the first time you read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vetrasa. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vetrasa glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch-resistant. Stylish. Vetrasa glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vetrasa.com. That's V as in Victor, V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A, Vetrasa.com.
Use the discount code RADIO to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vetrasa.com.
When I host my family, my mom says, Carol, you have this magical way of making us all so comfortable. Yes, Mom, the comfort elves work very hard at that. The truth is, I have thecompanystore.com. Everything's made with the ultimate comfort. Now, if I just had some cleanup elves.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
Here's to the farmer, the American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Yes, I'm American family farmer. Along with Carrie Underlee, who is the Pig Farmer of the Year, the 2016 Pig Farmer of the Year in our country. She's the author of a book about cutting beef. She does something that is very unusual, although her family's been in this for a long time, and that's how I'm sure you got taught. Right, Carrie, your father and grandfather were experts in this field. It's really pretty amazing as we look at agriculture in our country, past and present. I bet you have great conversations with your grandfather, or did, with regard to things that have been done before and how it's been done and now the way things are changing. I'm really a novice here. I have no knowledge whatsoever. What I remember... actually, what horrified me when I was a kid, going to a slaughterhouse, I may have been, I don't know, 10, 12 years old, and I saw the head of an Angus in a bucket, and it just threw me, I mean, I didn't know what to think of it. And I think I began thinking, because I believe these critters are here with reason and the same kind of spirit stuff as it affects humans, and they make choices, as you know. I mean, we all make choices about stuff when we come in, and some have chosen to be part of the food chain. It's just the way that it works. You may not think about it that way, but that's, you know, we all have different ideas and different ways of thinking about it. So when I saw that, I kind of started to be turned off. But I ate meat as a kid and growing up until I had a thought as a young adult when I had my cows. And I thought that these cows are there, my friends. I treat them like pets. I had 500 cows at one point in time. It's hard to treat them all as pets, but I did. And I would never send my cows to slaughter. My cows never went to slaughter. They all give them away to people who would take care of them with the agreement not to slaughter them. I kept a lot of them retirement on my farm. That's just my way of appreciating what these animals have done. But some have these animals come into the world to be eaten. That's what the beef business is all about. And same with sheep and pigs and chickens and whatever else. So for those, I don't make judgments. I just say I don't eat my friends, and I'll leave it at that. Although I will tell you, I've been into some of these monstrous, and you probably have been too, these monstrous slaughterhouses, or the reality if you are growing chicken, let's say, for Tyson or Purdue, and what happens to the chickens. If you ever went into, as I say this to people, you ever go into a slaughterhouse and see what they do to these chickens, you'd never have another bite of chicken in your life. But I suspect it's different with you because you handle each one of these animals individually, right?
Well, let me just back up a second. So
yeah.
Brad Greenway is the pig farmer of the year. So I was the judge, and I went out to talk to him and looked at his farm. So I'm not the pig farmer of the year, although I wish I was.
Oh, I thought you were. I don't know where I got that information.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, so, but that's all right. Yeah, when it comes to, you know, just like you said, animals are put on this earth. Some animals are born to enter the meat cycle. And, you know, I think consumers now are being more aware at how animals are raised and how they're cared for. I mean, we all want animals to be raised humanely.
Yep.
We like to say they have a great life and a really bad couple moments. And that's kind of the goal for the American farmers, to make sure that that animal, if it's a pig on pasture, some hogs are raised in barns. And if they're in a cold environment, you don't want them to freeze. So, you know, they stay monitored with temperature. But we're really starting to see kind of this movement on how animals are raised and cared for. And like I said, the consumer is really starting to drive that change. And when, you know, farm to table is kind of somewhat of a buzzword in a way. But what that's really exposed is when we want to buy local and it's carrots and lettuce. That's pretty simple.
Let's hold that thought. I want to pick that up. Carrie Underly is with me on the American Family Farmer.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs that turn from green to...
There we go, back into the conversation with a focus on the American family farmer, something we have not talked about on this program, and I've been doing this for a couple of years. The focus on beef and pork and lamb and how they are prepared, as Carrie Underley was saying a few minutes ago, the consumer is driving a lot of changes in the produce business. The, not when I say produce, I'm talking about the whole area, Carrie, not just sometimes people refer to produce as lettuce and tomatoes and corn and the green leafy stuff, but I think that you could say beef and pork and meat was produce as well, don't you think?
It's sustainable, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how do you find the local board? Well, this program is aimed at helping people who are family farmers, people like you who run businesses that are dependent on the farm or supportive of the farm, and the locavores who are buying your products. And so over the last, especially 4 or 5 years, I was selling raw milk on my dairy farm, and we had 4,000 customers that came from miles around to buy the raw milk. And they drove the business. We had a lot of ice cream and good things, raw cheeses that were sold at the store. I didn't sell any meat. Although at the end, somebody convinced me to sell a little bit of fish. But I stopped during the bad weather a year or so ago, and I'm going to open up again next year. But I see really strong evidence, of the locavores pushing the movement as well they ought to. You see the resistance to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would be horrible for the American family farmer. People are savvy now, don't you think? They really kind of know what's going on.
They do, and they're more involved in how animals are raised. So, you know, when you're out east to a family farms, you have a couple ways you can raise animals, and when you're buying local, typically what you're buying is free-range or pasture-raised. So the animals are actually out in the environment doing their natural, for a pig example, they're out socializing, they're rooting in the ground, they're rolling in the mud. That's what they do to maintain their heat. And when the animal is out moving and exercising, you're going to see a different color in the meat. It's, for example, pork. We always think of pork as the other white meat. Mm-hmm. Consumers told us for years that they wanted lean pork, so producers gave them lean pork. But now we realize that some healthy fat and even animal fat can be a good part of our diet. And so when you look at pasture-raised chickens and pasture-raised pork, you're starting to see the flavor, you're seeing the muscles develop, and that helps impart flavor into our local meat system.
So under the circumstances, the high quality or the better quality that comes from the local animals, how do we find that in the stores? How does what you do translate? Because you've just described very well the difference between the stuff that's raised in a positive environment versus the stuff on the factory farms. So how do people find this? How do you do you work on all sorts of animals, the stuff that comes from the aforementioned factory farms, or do you just find yourself working on animals that have come from the new age of thinking how to raise animals?
I've definitely worked on all of it, but now what you're really seeing is this push towards local and also women farmers getting involved. The way to look for it, obviously, would be if you have the ability to go to a farmer's market. You're seeing more local farms selling pasture-raised meats there. There are, you could probably do a Google search in your area, depending on where you're at in the country, to find some of those farms. Even some grocery stores are starting to partner with local growers to bring in and local meat. So, and if you don't find it at the grocery store, the consumer has the power. Start asking for it. You know, tell them what you want, that you want pasture-raised pork or antibiotic-free. The consumer has the ability to vote for this, and so that's where the power is. And we're seeing a change.
Yeah, vote with your purchases.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Communication. The biggest part of this, though, I think, is communication. Some of the state farm schools, Penn State, for example, University of Massachusetts, are some of these areas that, along with the Farmers and Rancher Alliance and some of these other groups, are teaching people through communication. We understand it as farmers, and people who are locavores understand what they want. They don't know necessarily how to get it. And I think that's really where the rubber hits the road. Whether you go, the local butcher shop is gone, for the most part. Mm-hmm. You work in a grocery store, or you work in a food store. And sometimes people never see the person that is cutting the meat, although there are people that work in the grocery stores that sort of feign being butchers. But most of the stuff, by the time it gets to the store, is pretty well cut up, isn't it, these days?
That's the tradition. That's definitely the way it's been in the past. But for me, being a passionate person about the trade and trying to help people with jobs, is that the local butcher shop is starting to come back.
Again,
it's definitely part of this movement. So if you're in a larger city, most of them now are having the smaller butcher shops that are coming up. And what's different about the local butcher shop is we have this need now for local. So, the animals now can have a final destination. They're bringing in whole animals. They're doing the fresh sausages. They're curing, making like sausages and charcuterie and stuff like that. So they are coming back, which, being a third generation butcher is something that I didn't see would happen. Mm-hmm. And that's also a good news, but it's because consumers are looking for local products. And so if you can't get at the farmer's market, now we're starting to develop more local butcher shops.
All right, I'm not doing a good job here focusing on what is the largest, or maybe for some, the largest element of this, the women who are changing the meat industry. How many women would you say you come across? You're someone who does lectures. You go across the country conducting meat training seminars, demonstrations, etc. You were just talking about being in New England a while ago. How many women were there to learn the trade from you?
We had 35 women who came to the one here in New England. A couple weeks ago, I was down in North Carolina, and we had 75 women at that event. And again, these are farmers, chefs, and butchers, and we're all trying to connect each other with the food supply. So, you know, if you have a local butcher shop and you're looking for meat, well then, oh, here, let me introduce you to Susan. She's a hog farmer. Or let me introduce you to Mary. She has grass-fed beef. And so we're starting to create that network for these women, and also butchers, women butchers that are also getting involved as well. And so it's really just about connecting the network so we can get the food chain supply to the consumer with the products that they're what they are wanting.
Well, you said something earlier on that I took note of, that there are new cuts. How do you come up with new cuts? An animal is an animal is an animal. So what's different? What are you finding that appeals to people more or differently that is part of the same animal that we've been raising for tens of thousands of years?
Yeah, so if we're kind of sticking to the local, if the butcher has to bring in that whole hog or a whole side of beef, they have to sell every single piece. It's not like in modern meat production where everything can have its special market and it goes off to different places. So there's been research done to the University of Nebraska and the University of Florida that analyzed muscles from specifically from beef, and they also did this for pork, looking for muscles that were tender and flavorful. And a lot of these we found were in areas of specifically beef that were considered pot roast. And so by unique cutting techniques, we're able to actually give more healthier cuts, right-sized portions. You know, people talk about sustainability, and I always encourage them to look for smaller portions. We don't need to eat a 12-ounce steak.
Mm-hmm.
4 ounces is a healthy portion.
Yeah.
So by identifying these unique cuts, we're helping the farmer make more money, we're helping the butcher be sustainable, and we're giving consumers healthier, smaller portions that they can put on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing for pork, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of smaller portions, too.
All right, I want to spend a few minutes talking about poultry with you when we come back again. Our conversation with Kerry Underley, who has written a book called The Art of Beef Cutting, is a third-generation butcher, and bringing women into this this call is something that she's passionate about, as you're going to hear, and I'm betting she's pretty good at her job. 43 past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
This report is brought to you by Kellogg Company. How do you create 3 billion better days for people around the world? For Kellogg Company, that means fighting hunger and feeding potential each and every day. Chris Charles, Senior Vice President, Kellogg Company.
We share people's passion about where their food comes from, the people who grow and make it, and that there is enough food for everyone. Through our Breakfast for Better Days purpose platform, we're fighting hunger and at the same time partnering with farmers and others who are helping create solutions to these challenges for generations to come. As a global food company, we're committed to doing our part to help feed a growing population with increasingly limited natural resources.
Beyond providing food to food banks and other organizations, Kellogg is also supporting the livelihoods of farmers in communities where their ingredients are grown and helping them to improve their yields through climate-smart agriculture practices and reduce food waste. For more information, visit KelloggCompany.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free.
and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with this thought about what you're eating and how you're eating. Are you eating well? There's a very interesting overview of those people who would be probably locavores. You always hear me talking about the locavore movement on this program. We are aimed at helping people who are American family farmers, aimed at helping people who have farm businesses, and the customers of our American family farmers, known to many as locavores, looking for local sources of good food. Many of them are vegans, but there are a lot of people who are looking for beef and pork and that sort of thing. But this particular survey of 10,000 people that came out this week, studying why people become vegans and at what age they become vegans, that may be the most telling part of this, or certainly early on, one of the most telling parts of this survey. 42% of all vegans are between the ages of 15 and 34, millennials. 14% are over 65. You'd think, well, as kids, they're learning faster about how to take care of their bodies because we all see these very heavy people and people that are out of shape because they eat the wrong foods. And there's such a distinct difference. You know, it's the haves and have-nots. I find it to be really relevant here. But you'd think as people get older, they'd be more conscious of their health and well-being. So they, because eating meat, depending on what meat you're eating, is not good for you. It just isn't. So, and a lot of you will argue with that, but you got to eat good stuff. So if you go to veganism, then you're protecting yourself a little. And as you get older, maybe there are two things going on here. You're habitually eating the same stuff that you've always eaten, or you're thinking, I want to live longer. I better cut some of the bad stuff out of my life. And eating vegetables and fruits and stuff certainly brings good things to your life. So food for thought from the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
47 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. A few more minutes with Carrie Underlie, the author of The Art of Beef Cutting, challenges that she faces. We've talked a lot about beef and pork here. I wonder about poultry and what the future is for big birds, small birds. It's coming up on Thanksgiving. Anything new under the sun there, or it is what it is?
Well, primarily it is what it is. There are some initiatives, and more people are raising pasture-raised chicken. What you have to be prepared for is you're going to be willing to pay for it. People are used to paying, you know, when you go to the traditional grocery store.
People want cheap food. Americans want cheap food.
They do. And so if you're going to get a pasture-raised chicken, it's going to cost you, a whole chicken's going to cost you $20 or $30. If you want a pasture-raised turkey for Thanksgiving, I mean, it's going to be anywhere from probably $50 to $100, which isn't what you're typically used to seeing.
They used to use them for lost leaders at the supermarket, $25 for a turkey. You wonder, how the heck does the person that grows that turkey all year long make a nickel on the turkey at that price? Right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. No, I was a recovering retailer. I used to do that. I bought the turkeys. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, once again, it's choice. So, you know, look for free range chicken. And, you know, that doesn't always mean that they're outside just roaming around. So it means they have access to outdoors. You really just have to be an informed consumer and read your labels. And
all right. We got a few seconds left here. What sort of apprenticeship programs are there, if any, for butchers, men or women? Are there any places to go to learn this trade?
You know what? That's kind of my passion. I'm working desperately to develop a butchery trade school. Some folks get some apprenticeship programs with their local grocery stores, but a lot of that's been phased out because of the way we produce meat. And so now that we're having this shift towards local and the local butcher shop, there's a demand to put these skills back in people's hands.
All right. So, check out the website, americaspigfarmer.com. americaspigfarmer.com. Carrie Underly here with us on the American Family Farmer. Thank you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now 53 after the hour, this week's American Family, say it again, Doug, American Family Farmer, a broadcast that's sort of right close to my heart. Now this comment, as I think back upon what we just were talking about here, the history of a certain type of farming, I was thinking back to what I learned on one of my trips to Israel about farming in the Middle East, because that's where farming began, you know. Farming didn't start... A lot of us think, okay, well, it started with the people who came over in the Mayflower. No, there have been farmers for tens of thousands of years. And in the central Jordan Valley, there's a 10,000-year-old village called Ein Gazal. The inhabitants there lived in stone houses. They had timber roof beams. The walls and floors had plaster on them 10,000 years ago. There were lots of people who lived there. They buried their dead under the floors of their houses. They had an interesting history, the farmers did. They decapitated, after the family member died, they decapitated the bodies and decorated their skulls and had them in their homes as a tribute to the people who were in their family who died before them. Imagine us doing that to imagine you having the skull of your mother hanging on the mantle, but that's what they used to do. Fascinating culture. There was something else, though, about this area, and it's recently intrigued archaeologists. As it turns out, it's one of the first farming villages to have emerged after the dawn of what we, I suppose, consider modern agriculture. Around this settlement, farmers raised barley and wheat and lentils. Villagers would go away for months at a time to herd sheep and goats in the hills and bring them back in the wintertime. This town and others like it provided a glimpse of one of the most important transitions in our history, in the history of humanity. The movement that people domesticated plants and animals, they settled down in a community, and they began to produce the kind of society in which most of us live today, a community of people with work, but most of the work was around how they fed themselves. Most of the original settlers, most of the people over the last 10, 20,000 years have spent their whole lives, all of their life, raising food for them to eat. Enormous questions they had to deal with. How did this all start? And how did it spread to other parts of the world? I find this kind of stuff fascinating. And because of what they've done in the DNA department, the extraction from some of the skeletons they found in this village and other areas of the Middle East and the Near East, there have been some ideas that have been long held by historians that are wrong. Agriculture, domestication, it was one in the same. And what's more, you look at this, some of this new data shows that early farmers would leave a tremendous mark on history, whether you be in Asia, in the Middle East, whether you're up in Europe, some of the ancestry there became part of the history of farming because as they moved, they grew barley and wheat, and that's how it was transferred to other parts. As they nomadically moved, they brought the seeds with them and were able to continue. That was how civilization changed. They brought the means of production with them. And so with this, the beginning of what I guess we'd call the agricultural revolution changed us a lot. The hunter-gatherers became domesticators of plants and animals. They didn't wander anymore. They built villages and towns and grew the animals where they were. They didn't go looking for them. They just grew them there. And that's where the stable food supply allowed populations to explode. Without that, we would not, we'd still be like cavemen if this movement hadn't changed the way we lived. Hundreds and thousands of miles. People moved from what is today Iraq and Syria and Lebanon and Israel and Jordan and went up to Europe through Greece and Turkey and brought their crops and their livestock and the tools for their preparation with them. This actually goes back, according to the what they found in doing the carbon dating, 11,000-12,000 years ago, into the area of the Fertile Crescent. Remember the Indiana Jones movie, the focus on the Fertile Crescent? Well, that's where it was, in Jordan and Israel, an area known as the Southern Levant. We hear a lot of that today with ISIS and Daesh, but it started back there, the reference to this area, and what a wonderful tag to history, understanding where what we do for a living all started in that area. As a matter of fact, some of it goes back 23,000 years to the shores of the Sea of Galilee. I thought you'd enjoy that perspective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!